Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've heard this phrase or reason. 2020 is the worst year ever. Well, today, let me take a little history and put this year into perspective. I want to talk today about the 30 Years' War, lasting for 30 years, from 1618 to 1648. It was a war largely fought for German independence from the Holy Roman Empire. For you see, prior to that, while there were Germanic areas in what was now Germany, it was largely still ruled by the Holy Roman Empire. And so they were fighting for their independence. And it was also partly due to the continued strain between Roman Catholics and Protestants. It is believed that between 4.5 to 8 million people died during that war, and in some areas of Germany, up to 60% of the population died. Now, it was not necessarily from the fighting in the war, but due in large part to famine and also plague. The plague at that time was typhus, an infectious disease that still does not have a vaccine, which is believed to have been behind 90% of the deaths during that war and claiming up to 10% of the German population. This happened just 300 years after the bubonic plague, that is Black Death, which claimed up to a third of all European lives. History is important for us. It helps us to keep perspective. I also want to tell you about a man today, a man named Martin Rinkert, a pastor, who was born in 1586, just 40 years after the death of Martin Luther. He was born in Eilenberg. Originally, he served in Eisleben, and then served in his hometown until his death in 1649. He began his service in his hometown in November of 1617, just immediately before the beginning of the 30 Years' War. And he would serve until just a year after that war in his death. He, in his town of Eilenberg, they were hit hard with high taxes, an overwhelming amount of refugees, great famine, and as I mentioned, plague. The famine became so bad in their community that people resorted to eating their own pets, finding dead birds on the side of the roads and eating them, much worse than what we're experiencing now. Toilet paper being off the shelves, sure, that's a problem. But think about how hungry you must be as a community to resort to this. Once or twice a week, Pastor Rinkert would bake 2 bushels of corn into bread, and he would dispense that food to the crowds. He's harassed by the foot. At one time, Swish Commander demanded 3,000 silver coins be paid. Pastor Rinkert led the people in prayer. They approached the Swish Commander and immediately taught all on these and sing Lutheran hymns, including this hymn, "When in the Hour of Deepest Need." I'm going to read you the words from this hymn today just to grasp how important our hymnody truly is and just how incredible our songs are. When in the hour of deepest need, we know not where to look for aid. When days and nights of anxious thought no help or counsel yet have brought. Then is our comfort this alone, that we may meet before your throne. You, faithful God, we cry for rescue in our misery. For you have promised, Lord, to heed your children's cries in time of need. Through him whose name alone is great, our Savior and our Advocate. And so we come, O God, today, and all our woes before you lay. For sorely tried, cast down we stand, perplexed by fears on every hand. From our sin, Lord, your grace, absolve us your bounty. Be with us in our anguish still, free us at last from every ill. And lastly, so we with all our hearts each day to you our glad thanksgiving pay. Then walk obedient to your word, and now and ever praise you, Lord. Words sung, confessing our sins and our failures to God, and yet still giving him thanks for his absolution and provisions. The prayers and the singing moved the Swedish commander to switch it from 30,000 to 2,000. In the 19th year of that war, the plague got so bad in his city that his head pastor fled the city. The pastors from the two other churches in that city both died from the plague, leaving Pastor Rinkert alone to be pastor for the entire city. The plague got so bad in that year that he had funerals on some days for 50 people in a day, a mass burial of 50 people. He buried 4,500 people in a single year from his time. Truly imagine what that must have been. How devastating it was to the community, how hard it was on him as a pastor. And on top of it all, Pastor Rinkert's wife also died from the plague that year. Why am I telling you all of this? Is it to try to make you feel bad for this man? No. You see, Pastor Rinkert also wrote many hymns, including his probably most famous hymn, our sermon hymn that we just sang. A man who had to bury that many people, losing his wife to the plague, also wrote a hymn called Now Thank We All Our God. It truly puts it in perspective. Through his life, he stood firm on God's word and on his faith. In fact, his signet ring bore the word musica. In traditional stylized Latin, U's look like V's. And so he explained that this word stood not just for music, but for these words, mein Vertrauen steht in Christo allein, or in English, my trust is in Christ alone. Beautiful words, a beautiful hymn that we sing today, our hymn of the month. The text is directly taken from Luther's German translation of the book of Ecclesiasticus, or the Book of Wisdom of the Son of Sirach from the Apocrypha. In English, the Lutheran edition of the Apocrypha, it reads, and now bless the God of all, who in every way does great things, who exalts our days from birth and deals with us according to his mercy. May he give us gladness of heart and grant that peace may be in our days in Israel as in the days of old. May he entrust us to his mercy, and let him deliver us in our days. This hymn, the story of Pastor Rinkert, history in general, it helps me put things in perspective. The next time you want to go and complain that 2020 is the worst year ever, keep these things in mind. Have some truly bad things happen this year, especially to some of you personally? Yes. Is there death surrounding us? Yes. Are there bad things out in the world? Yes. But there are also good things. If you turn the media off long enough to look at how God has blessed you in your life, you will see his blessings. For me personally, God blessed us with another son this year, a blessing that comes directly from him. Take a step back. Look at the ways God has blessed you. Think about Pastor Rinkert and his community. Think about the fact that we have now an internet. We have Netflix that we can stream when we're stuck at home, working from home, able to continue to pull a paycheck. Yes, there have been bad things that have happened. People are separated from each other. We've seen families divided for the last 8 months. We see people suffering from depression, locked away from those that they love. We have seen businesses shuttered due to many different leadership decisions. And yet, God is still in control. God is still seated on his throne. Jesus Christ and the truth of what he has done, the fact that out of his great love for you, he died on the cross to take away your sins, still stands true. God is in control. And while COVID is lethal for some, I think we can at least agree that it is not the Black Plague, it is not typhus, or the Spanish flu, or tuberculosis, or polio, or Ebola. And even if it was as bad as all of those things combined, you are exactly where God wants you to be today. You are in His house, hearing His word, receiving His word and His sacraments for the forgiveness of your sins. God does not want you to hide in your homes. God desires your fellowship in His house that He may give you His gifts. This is where we should be. No matter how bad things get, this is where we need to be. Jesus died to take away our eternal punishment. Our lives are in His hands. Death is a reality of life because of sin. The most important difference between Pastor Rinkert's time and ours is that he lived in a Christian culture, a culture where everybody understood that their life and ultimately their death would be given by God, that their days were ordered by Him, that no amount of anxiety or worrying could add a single span to their hour. They didn't fear death because they knew that death led them to eternal life with Jesus. Our culture has 24-hour media to fearmonger. Our culture has turned away from God and His providing hand, instead trusting our own sinful flesh, our own frailty, a world that seeks to climb and grab every single hour it can get because it is afraid of the judgment that awaits it. But we, like Pastor Rinkert and his people, know that even in death, there is life. For those of you who are mourning, there is life, eternal life, won for your loved ones and you by Jesus Christ. There is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for others. Much like the Swedish commander, God is moved by his children in fervent prayer. Jesus tells us in our gospel lesson about the forgiving master. He was moved by a fervent prayer. Dear children, we are all to fall on our knees and cry out to a Father who hears us, asking Him to cause repentance in our lives, in our communities, in our culture, in our world, to return to Him, to recognize that our life is a gift from Him, to be ended only by Him. Meditate also on the word from our verse this month. My people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and fear and heal their land. And so with that, dear children, the church sings, now thank you, our God, and heaven voice, wondrous things has done, whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounty of God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful heart and cease to us, and keep in grace and guide us in purpose, for all ills is with and amen. The God, the path of all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.